Yeah, actually, it is 3 months from the 2nd of November last year. And today we are on the 7th of February 2019. So it is slightly more than 3 months. I feel good. It is good to regain your freedom, to move around, to meet friends, to meet relatives, to talk to people. So I feel good.
Yes, and now you are in Khartoum, if I'm right. I mean, have you met your family, friends, and people who really matters to you after 2 years of being in jail?
Yes, I have met some friends, but still I miss a lot of friends. And unfortunately, I have not yet met my immediate family members, my wife, my children, because they don't live in Sudan. They have been taken abroad after I was arrested and I was even deported to South Sudan.
Why haven't you made your immediate family members up to now? Any challenges you're facing of seeing your family?
Well, I think it takes a process to go to where they are because they are not in Africa. They have been taken to Europe and to Sweden for that matter. So I think, according to the Swedish laws, there is a process to be followed first through the migration agency, which I'm doing in Khartoum. So it takes a bit some time, but hopefully I will get there. And I've been in touch with the embassy here. They have started the process and they're telling me that things will be all right and I will be with my family soon, hopefully.
Yes, and James, 2 years you've been in detention here in Juba. Of course, you said you were kidnapped from Kenya, Nairobi, Kenya, and then you were transferred to Juba here where you were put in jail. Now, with all the circumstances basing on how you have been put in jail for 2 years, now you're a free man. Are you still bitter with how things actually unfolded? Are you a bitter person?
No. I'm not bitter now, and I don't have bitter. To tell you the truth, I was bitter when I was still in prison because I could not understand why I was put in prison. I could not understand why I was targeted in Nairobi and deported to South Sudan illegally. By that time, I was a spokesperson of the leadership of the SPLM-IO. There was no peace agreement. The revitalized peace agreement was not yet signed. So, and also I was rejected as a refugee in Kenya. So when I was kidnapped and told that I was to be deported, it was shocking. And when I was brought to South Sudan, I ended up in detention. It was also shocking. And again, taken to prison. That I was going to be hanged, sentenced to death. It was another shock also. So I could not understand what was happening. I was a bit bitter. But now that I'm released, I am not bitter anymore, and I don't have to be bitter.
Yes, and you just narrated all this when you were put in the plane being brought to Juba. What was going through your mind at that time? And when you were here in jail and then you were sentenced to death, what was that one thing that was going through your mind all the time?
Uncertainty about what was going to happen. I was not sure what was going to happen to me once I touched down in Juba. Because as I have narrated, I was working for the opposition, SPLM-IO, as the secretary. And I was writing press statements which were criticizing the government in Juba. So I was not sure what was going to happen to me. And I was thinking of the worst because I knew that when you are somebody working against the government and you're staying abroad, that once something like that happened and you are told to be deported and you are deported, it means the worst. So I was actually terrified. I did not know what was going to happen to me. I knew that I was going for a terrible situation in Juba, which was actually the case because I was not welcome in red carpet. I was arrested upon arrival and taken to the National Security for detention, and then went through a long process of trial, which ended up in death sentence. So yes, I was afraid for my life.
And yes, you said earlier that you are not bitter. Does that mean you have forgiven those who kidnapped you, those who detained you, and you stay in jail for all these years? Have you just let it go?
Yes, sure. I'm not bitter now, and I've forgiven those who were responsible for my kidnapping, because I don't call it arrest in the first place, because an arrest would be for a reason. They would have come to me and tell me that I was arrested for a crime committed. But this was not what happened. They came to my home in Nairobi and asked me to go for a meeting somewhere in town, which they said involved the National Security Office there in Kenya. So I was taken deceitfully, as if I was going for a meeting. It was when I reached the airport that they told me that they arrested me and I was going to be deported. So it was a deceitful act. It was a kidnapping. But as of now, I have forgiven everybody that involved in this. And whoever involved in it, I forgive. So I have forgiven everybody involved in my kidnapping, in my detention, even in that trial also. I want to leave behind everything that happened to me, and I want to open a new page.
Yes, you had an option of seeking justice through legal means, and you did not choose to go that direction. Can you tell us why?
Actually, I think it does not serve a good purpose to me, because it would mean that I will still be feeling bitter about whatever happened. So I would simply let it go and let God be the judge. So to me, it has not come across my mind that it should go for legal action against anybody. I would just say, whatever happened, it has happened. Thank God that I'm okay, be released through the pardon, through that revitalized peace agreement. So why don't I just say, let me move forward and leave this game.
And just before you go, when you were arrested and before you were detained here in Juba, you were the spokesperson of the opposition leader, Dr. Riek Machar. Any plans of resuming your work as the spokesperson or holding any other political position within the SPLA-IO? What is your next plan?
Well, I have not discussed this with him, but let me share. What we discussed is that it is important I go to see my family. So coming out from prison, out of prison, there is a lot one has to do in order to recover. I may still be under stress. I may be experiencing trauma. So the best thing to do first is to go and see my family some time with them. And then later on, there's some other political activities or whatever I want to do politically can be discussed. But now we have not discussed what my role should be next.